Podcast.
Oh, we have the U of L fight song. Gets me going every time.
Go by Henderson.
All right, we've been waiting for this announcement. There was a gladiator type fight to get this job. There were so many quality people that tried out to become the new Sean Maul step down as the announcer of the University of Louisville Fighting Cardinal men's basketball program and the announcer at the Yum Center for the basketball games. And the guy that ended up on top, Lance McGarvey. Lance, my man.
Hey, Lance, what do you say, man?
I'm just glad it wasn't a real gladiator battle because I'm too old and too slow to be swinging swords around or whatever.
Congratulations, buddy. I know that you were hoping, you weren't counting on it, and you were hoping, and you really tried out. You did really well in the tryouts, and obviously U of L recognized that. And now you are the third person in the last 60 years to be the PA. Am I doing the math right? Am I doing that? Like John Tong did it for I don't know how many decades, and then Sean Month was the last 20 years.
I believe it's pronounced Fong.
Nope, not okay. Tong. Mm. But Lance, you're the third person in the last at least 50 years.
Yeah, I don't take that lightly at all, guys. I mean, it's hard. If I start to really process all that, it gets a little overwhelming, frankly. I just want to have a good time and make sure the fans have a good time. The team feels that support and the partners, you know, get what they're looking for and the sponsorship reads. So I really do have to stay away from that when I'm at the games. Now, as I kind of reflect on it a little bit, it's hard to process. I mean, it was just a small window of opportunity, and I was able to get in there and do that. And I'm just extremely thrilled and proud. I mean, as a U of L graduate and a fan for all of my life, it's just incredible. It's just amazing. I never imagined that this really ever would happen.
I would
be here another 20 years.
Am I overstating to say this is a dream job?
No, it's absolutely a dream job. It's a fantastic position. I mean, you know, it's just hard to process again how amazing it is. And, you know, hopefully, I will be around for a long, long time. And the next person can say, you know, the last three guys have done this almost a century, you know.
Talking with Lance McGarvey, he is the new voice of your University of Louisville Fighting Cardinals. I want to tell the story. Listen, this didn't happen overnight. And if you got kids, I want to challenge you to let the children hear Lance's story, because you and I used to sit at a small South End bar called the St. Andrew's Pub. I would talk about how I wanted to get in radio. You would talk about how you wanted to announce, particularly for the University of Louisville Fighting Cardinals. Those were both our dream jobs. Now you have that job, and I do too, by the way. I'm on WHAS.
Yeah, I know you do.
This is the greatest radio station in Kentucky. It's a heritage radio station, reaches 32 states, but my journey didn't happen overnight either.
We know how you got your job. I don't think Lance had to do that to Vince Tyler.
Thankfully, no.
But my point is, you worked years, and you worked for free with universities and all kinds of things to get to this point in your life, and you're still keeping your other gig as well. Talk about how you got started in announcing.
The journey.
No kidding, because it's inspiring. Because here's the thing. You would work for free. You would take any job that you could, and I think that's an initiative that's lost on kids in 2021.
Well, Dwight, you've historically made fun of how I sounded when I came here from Owensboro, Kentucky.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
I used to eat Whoppers on Rex Chapman's lawn. We went to Apollo together. Go ahead.
Exactly. I was a small-town kid, man, and came to a big city. And I was terrified, actually, of public speaking. And you know that, Dwight. I always had that dream, but never thought I could even overcome that fear. I lost my father in 2003, and I had three young kids, and some of the conversations he and I had is what it means to be a father and leading by example. And one of the things that really resonated with me was I can't let fear stop me from doing something I think would be a lot of fun. So later that year in 2003, that Christmas, I went over to St. Francis of Assisi, which, you know, with church that we go to, and my kids went to school there, and started announcing their Christmas tournament. They were kind enough to let me do that and fumble through it the first few years, and things went really well. I did that for about 15 years, just for fun, just to give back to the kids, and they all enjoyed it, man. It was a big thrill. It wound up being a really big part of my life, and through that, I wound up, you know, there's a kid playing basketball named Clay Ryan over at IU Southeast, and Clay came over. He was at one of those games at St. Francis, asked me to come be the PA announcer at IU Southeast. I said, well, let's check with the AD. He goes, no, he'll be good with it. Well, it turned out to be about nearly a decade that I did that for IU Southeast. I've had a few opportunities with Bellarmine, a few opportunities with Spalding as well. Also, of course, as you know, Louisville City FC since its beginning in 2015. So it's just grown and grown and grown. When this opportunity came along, one of the things I just told myself was you cannot hold back in any capacity. You have got to let it all out and give everything you have to these games and these opportunities. You may never get to do it again. And so that's what I did. And I think that bold approach, maybe a little loud for some, I don't know, but U of L sure did love it. And so here we are.
One quick correction. St. Francis of Assisi has been renamed St. Francis of Ottoni, just so you know.
Lance, you know, anybody who's worked the media. Yeah, you know, no. So if you've ever, you know, media's got to sit courtside, that's where you are now. You're dead center. You have the best seat in the house. There is no better seat than Lance McGarvey's seat at the Yum Center. You are center court, front with a microphone, which is what we all are jealous that you get to do. Now, there's no cheering on press row. So Dave and I used to drive, Dave and I, because we're fans. We love
right.
sports.
Yes.
You know,
oh, geez. Sorry.
Yeah, we love sports. So you want to kind of grimace or you want to cheer on press row, and you can't do that. But you're at least a lifelong Louisville fan that gets to show his expression when things are going well. But you also have to pull it back a little bit and be a pro. That's going to be a nice little space to find.
It is, and I've had that, you know. Look, when I did IU Southeast basketball games, man, I became a huge Grenadier fan. I'll always be a part of the Grenadier family. They mean so much to me. But I got to know those kids personally. And I talked to a couple of players recently. I talked to one yesterday, Carlos Mitchell, is a star at IU Southeast. Went to Fern Creek. I think he's coaching with Fern Creek right now. And Carlos is just a fantastic young person. We talked and reminisced. But all those players meant so much to me that I became a big fan of them and wanted them to do extremely well. At times, I would tell you, I would have been just as happy with them winning a national championship as anybody. So, but you have to be able to, again, kind of suppress that, compartmentalize, and be able to just do your job as a PA announcer. You got to remember what you're there for. It's not to be a cheerleader necessarily, but you do have to bring a lot of energy. It's just a kind of a very defined role.
How much of your style do you borrow from others? How much is pure Lance? And do you have like a signature call?
That's a good question, Dave, because I'd be lying if I didn't say I wasn't influenced by other folks. I mean, Glenn Young was the PA announcer for 55 years or so down at Kentucky Wesleyan where I grew up in Owensboro. He was a major influence. And then, John Tong, of course. I mean, absolutely. And I actually am using that steps called, and I think the guy they named as the women's, basketball coach, his name's escaping, I think Doug, he's using steps called as well. So that had a lot of influence. And Sean Moth had a tremendous amount of influence, man. The guy was a legend. I love what he did, the energy he brought right out of the gate 21 years ago. I thought it was huge, very NBA, and it was just exactly appropriate for the type of program that U of L is, and certainly now for the KFC Yum Center. So, there are several guys that I can say definitely has influenced. I don't really worry too much about being creative or any of that stuff. Man, really, it's just about the information and the energy that I'm bringing that I'm more concerned about, and making sure that everybody's pleased and enjoys and really gets excited about what we're doing with that PA.
Listen, before I ask my question, I'm going to give you a catchphrase, and this is pro bono just because I've known you my entire life. How about this one? Whoopsie daisy, it's a 3. You're welcome.
Or G Willikers.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Whoopsie daisy means you made a mistake.
No. But he's going to flip the script on that.
Hey,
this is not your grandparents, whoopsie daisy.
No.
Okay, here's my question to you. I worked my entire life. The only thing I've wanted to do since 7 years old was to get into radio. I got to WQMF, and I kept wanting to go higher and higher. WHAS is the pinnacle. It's the top shelf when it comes to WHAS. I finally achieved that years ago. But on the day that it became for me to sign on WHAS for the first time, it was this. Oh, my gosh. I got to go on WHAS. I was petrified.
Yeah.
You strive your whole life. You didn't want to just be an announcer. You wanted to be an announcer for the University of Louisville Fighting Cardinals. And for decades, you've said that. You finally get the opportunity. You're getting ready to crack the mic, albeit it is a pandemic and it's not a full stadium, and you're going to face that soon. Were you a bit terrified? And by the way, before you answer, I think it's more terrifying addressing 5,000 people scattered about than it is an entire arena that's sold out. Were you a little bit nervous, scared, petrified? What were your feelings going into that first game?
Absolutely, all the above, man. I mean, when 3,000 people are in that arena, I mean, you hear every syllable, every single thing that comes out of your mouth. Everybody's going to hear it. There's no way to smother it with a crowd noise or anything. So, yeah, absolutely. But you can't let that, you know, overwhelm you. You have to stay in control of your emotions and just do your job. And one of the things, one of the keys, if anybody cares, you got to get that script and read it 2 or 3 days in advance and study that script and understand it, rehearse it over and over and over. You don't want anything to be the first time that you ever read it, you know, when you're in that situation. So you're going to fight through the nerves, but you've already got that repetition down, and it makes it much easier to deliver the reads and the promos accurately. And then you get into the flow of the game. Man, you get in the flow of the game. It doesn't matter if you're in eighth grade basketball, boys or girls, or you get into, you know, high school, whatever level, it doesn't matter. Once you get in the flow of the game, you're in your zone, man. You're doing a basketball game. Sure, the athleticism's different. It's a lot faster paced, but it's still the same thing. The same rules apply for basically, you know, so, it was terrifying, you know, it still is with 3,000 people. I mean, you cannot make a mistake. They're going to know.
Lance, man, we're so proud of you. We're so happy for you. We really, Dwight and I kept saying all the last couple of days, going, I can't believe Lance is the guy. Lance, and we're so happy for you and your family. And I know you're going to sit in that chair for a very long time. And I hope you have a run like Sean Moth and John Tong did. So and you'll become beloved. I'm sure you'll have. Look, Sean Moth had his detractors at the beginning. So don't listen to the noise. Just do your thing. And we're proud of you, buddy.
I've had nothing. Thank you so much. I've had nothing but positive comments. That, you know, and if they're, you know, I know that people are kind of a little averse to change. That's human nature. That's great. I just hope I can win them over. We're all Cards fans. That's all really matters. I just want to say real quick, I feel the same way about you guys when you there at 840 WHS over the last few years. I can't believe you guys are doing it, and it's amazing. I'm so proud of you guys. And I want to say a big thank you, first of all, to U of L, to Vince Tyre, Jen Hansen, all the folks I've worked with, Lottie Stockwell, everybody there in their marketing group, Kenny Klein. I mean, just amazing people, top-notch pros. And I also have to thank Louisville City and Racing Louisville giving me the opportunity to go on outside of that, too. I mean, they've been so supportive, amazing opportunities there. So thanks for giving me a couple minutes to say that, guys. I really appreciate it.
Before we let you go, Dwight did an impression of you earlier.
Okay, yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Lance, is there anything you would like to ask yourself?
Yeah, Lance, you have any questions for our Lance?
Hey, if you need to ask me anything, listen, I'll answer it right here on WHIS.
He's going to get you in a headlock.
Oh, let me tell you, this guy has ham hocks. His hands look like canned hams. Yeah. I've seen him knock people out with one punch before, but listen.
Back a long time ago, in the 80s.
No, it was Wednesday.
Oh, it was not Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
Lance, thank you.
What do you mean you're out of chicken nuggets?
See you, buddy. Lance, see you, buddy, before we say anything else. He just got the job, Dwight.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
We all know it had to end sometime. I wonder what my wife, avid University of Kentucky fan, is going to feel like with me walking around the house with a University of Louisville Fighting Cardinals gear on.
Because, I know, because if
he's calling those games, I got to support him. And supporting him is going all in.
Yeah, but she's not as obnoxious as she used to be about that subject.
Okay, keep telling yourself that.
All right, man. Sit tight. Tony, Dave, Dwight, News Radio 840 WHES.
I'm not sure if CPAP Central has a UK or a UofL mask, but they might. If anybody does, it is CPAP Central. New store in town, LaGrange Road. If you have sleep apnea issues, if you've always wondered why you're not sleeping well, that could be the answer, and CPAP can help. You can get an appointment fairly quickly. They'll do evening hours and also hours on the weekend. Give them a call, 890-8466. When you talk to someone, if you find out that is something that is afflicting you, you can get everything that you need. You can see it. You can talk to someone, find the best fit for your circumstances. They'll work with your insurance companies at CPAP Central. New year, new you. So many good things happen in your life when you get a good night's sleep. And the key could be CPAP Central. CPAPCentralOnline.com, 890-8466. They're on LaGrange Road.
WHAS.
Welcome back.
We're hearing stupid music.
That means
stupid people.
That's right. So who else do we bring in when we think of stupid people?
The stupid of the stupidest.
Of the stupidest stupid.
Haley Hansen.
Haley.
Is that a remix of Rebecca Black's Friday that you just played, Dave?
Indeed.
My goodness.
I didn't know. Did the original suck as well as the redo?
Hang on. Let's enjoy it.
By the way, 140 million views.
That's what's wrong.
Come on, everyone. Friday. Gotta get there on Friday. Hey, guys. It's good to be here.
Haley, how many days until you get married?
8 days. We are now in the single digits.
Listen,
man,
I left a homemade DVD on your desk because the wife and I made it because we know that you and Patrick will be very confused on your wedding night.
Yeah.
So just review our homemade video.
We know you're saving yourself.
Listen, my wife had so much experience, okay? But I didn't. So when we got married, she asked me to do so many things that just seemed unnatural. This might help you and Patrick.
So Patrick, you have 8 days to reach minimum safe distance.
Okay.
We know that you've been saving yourself.
Yes, thank you. What?
Oh, why? I got a line here.
Wait, what? Why is that fun?
Oh, I got it.
Guys, why is that fun?
Hey.
Guys.
Hey, are you gonna have the wedding in your hometown in Babylon?
Very good. Very, very good.
Okay, all right.
Are you done?
Calm down.
I'm sorry, we're so happy for you.
Get used to that question, Patrick.
Oh, man.
The biggest question of the wedding is, she's wearing white.
I was going to say, that's exactly why my wedding dress is not white. I went with a nice black wedding dress, so everyone knew what they were getting into.
Young goth girl.
Hey, I'll call you later and talk about the new season of Sabrina, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not caught up yet. I need to watch
it. It's so dark. It's so – it's.
Could you two please not talk together?
We'll talk later.
Listening to your all's conversation is giving me menstrual cramps.
Okay. Hey, Dwight, they canceled Caillou. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, here we go. All right, it's time for Crusade for Children, where you guys are going to have to answer 8 of the next 10 questions, and I will donate money to the Crusade for Children. We are up to $420, so I will add another $20 to it if you get this correctly, to $440.
20 whole dollars?
Mm. That's right.
Thanks, Mr. Rockefeller.
Sorry, John, no books this semester.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Everybody ready?
Yes.
All right,
Everyone, let's go.
Mm.
Share a brain. Question number one. In 2010, 33 miners were trapped in a mine for 69 days. In which South American country?
Chile.
Chile. Can I finish the question?
No, because we're smart enough to know it. It's Chile.
More importantly, Skyline Chile.
I believe she is right.
She is right. Chilean miners.
Final answer, Chile?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was sad. They were all underage. It was really frightening.
Yeah, well, it was a regular or three-way Chile.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Question
Next
number
question.
Two. on the TV show Glee, what is the name of the high school?
Tony, you can take this one.
Oh my.
I have no idea.
I was literally in Glee Club in high school, and I don't know this.
Let's see. After all of the seasons of Glee that I watched, I never paid attention to high school.
Happy Valley High. I have no idea. I've never.
Haley, how do you not know this, Haley?
I went and saw Glee live. I saw them do a live performance, and I still do not know the answer to this.
Well, then take a Hail Mary at least. Think, woman, think.
Sing Song Dale High.
That sounds right.
Is it a president's name? Give us a hint, Tony.
The answer is
Ridgemont High.
William McKinley High.
It was a president.
McKinley High.
McKinley High.
Yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue.
There we go. Question number 3.
I was going with Polk.
Right, we got this.
These three Einsteins are sharing a brain. Question number 3. What is the Jewish New Year called?
Yom Kippur.
No, that's not it.
I think that's
Hanukkah.
Oh, it sounds like Hanukkah. It's
that's their Christmas.
Rosh
Hashanah.
I think that might be it.
I think it is Rosh Hashanah.
Very good, Dave.
Final answer, Rosh Hashanah.
If we had a lifeline, I would call Adam Neff. Sorry, Dave, but let's go with Rosh Hashanah.
It's the same thing as a 1970s band. You are correct.
Whoa.
Ding, 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 ding. Rosh Hashanah. Here we go.
Okay.
Two out of three. Jellyfish do not have a brain. True or false?
Ooh. Well, my grandmother used to always call me her little jellyfish.
Well, that's a good
indicator. So that would stand to reason.
They don't have any bones or structure. I know that.
They got one bone.
Surely they have a brain.
They have to have something, some
don't
kind
call me
of.
Surely. Sorry.
Okay.
I would guess yes on this.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm out.
Wait, do they have a brain? I'm going to say no, they don't have a brain. Well, what do you All think, right. Haley?
I think they do have a brain. But now I'm second guessing myself, and Dave just dipped out of the entire thing.
Let me flip a coin. Okay, I've got
flip a coin.
Got a quarter here. Heads is no brain. Tails is brain.
Brain. Okay, yeah.
It is heads.
Okay.
No brain.
No brain. We're going with no brain. Good answer. Okay. Good answer. Everybody
good answer.
Clap. Good answer. Good answer.
Final answer. No brain.
Show me no brain.
Ding ding ding.
Yes. Thank you, George.
Quarter.
Thank you, George Washington.
Jellyfish do not have a brain. They have a loose network of nerves called a nerve net.
And remember, if you get stung by a jellyfish, have someone poop on you.
That's true. Yeah, that is
question number 5.
Yes.
What were jeans first called?
As in denim?
DNA.
Yes. Denim.
No.
Yeah.
RNA.
I don't.
My grandpa called them this all the time.
Oh, are they like dungarees?
Let's go.
Dungarees
Let's go
is
with
a
dungarees.
Good one.
That sounds right. I was going to say dungarees are britches, but
yeah,
britches.
You can't say britches. They're female pants.
Okay. Let's go with dungarees.
Final answer: dungarees.
Final yes,
answer. I guess.
Ding, ding,
ding. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Dungarees. We should call them that again.
I like it.
And what about trousers? Nobody said trousers or britches growing up?
My grandpa used to say that. He'd go, get your dungarees on. Let's do some yard work. And I was like, what?
What?
Here's how. Well, you said jeans. Whenever somebody says jeans, it reminds me of my mother taking me to Bacon's on Dixie Highway.
Yeah.
And as soon as she opens the door, she starts saying, where's your husky section?
Oh, our poor little husky boy.
Get off the Davenport and mow the grass.
He was a husky boy. He was a husky man.
No.
He's husky now.
That was fat.
Okay, you're right. Question number 6.
Yes.
When it's summer in Mexico, it's usually winter in Australia. True or false?
I think true, because I think Australia's summer comes like during our winter.
And they're upside down under, so.
Yeah, the first tennis major is the Australian Open, which is early in the year, and it's always very, very hot. So I would say that's true.
Let's go
very
with true.
Very good, yeah.
Final answer, true?
Final answer is true.
Ding, 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 ding.
But it does look
We're doing good, guys.
It's nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's right. All right, you guys are on a roll. You've only got one wrong.
We need to get one
because
of those,
Haley failed you.
We need to get one of those lock in your answer things. Lock in the answer.
Lock in the answer. Question number 7.
Mm-hmm.
What's the 10th word in the Star-Spangled Banner? What's the 10th word
in the Star-Spangled
Banner?
Okay, say can't you see by the dawn's early light.
Light.
Yeah. I said light.
Final answer?
Final answer.
When he says that, it messes with
me. Yes.
But yes, I think light is.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, come on, Tony. That's a little excessive.
That delayed dinger.
A little dramatic here, Anthony. Let's go.
This next question is for Dwight.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
What's...
Must be a chemistry question.
Number 8.
Gary Sharon.
We're playing Crusade for Children Trivia with Haley Hansen, Dave Jennings, and Dwight Whitten for $440.
Okay.
What's another name for the birdie in badminton?
Okay. I'm not Alfred Einstein, but I do know the answer to this.
Oh, Dwight.
It's a shuttlecock.
That
Final
is
answer?
A Dwight
Final answer.
Answer.
Mm-hmm. It's also an astronaut.
Wait, I mean shuttlecock. Hee, 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 hee.
Thank you. This is a professional show.
Yes.
Shuttlecock is another name for the birdie in badminton. Hence, why I gave that to Dwight.
Of course. He
Question number 9.
Yes, mm-hmm. Boy, we're getting there.
What did Thomas Edison invent first? The light bulb or the phonograph?
Ooh.
The light.
Edison invented the light bulb?
Oh, boy.
Now, Edison supposedly lived in Louisville, and there's a house that called the Edison House down on, it's near the river downtown, and we're not sure. If you go through there, they're like, we're not really sure this is the house.
Oh,
but
no.
We chose it as the house. Yeah. And all his inventions, his early inventions, are in there. Huh. So this is in there. The light bulb or the phonograph? Which one was first?
Should I ask George Washington again, since this is 50-50?
Yeah.
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 Okay, heads will be light bulb, tails, phonograph.
Phonograph.
It is heads, light bulb.
Light bulb. Uh-oh.
Final answer?
Oh.
Lock us in.
George.
Put the needle on the record.
The phonograph was way before the light bulb.
Put the needle on the record and the set drum beat go like
Okay, this is it. You've gotten 2 wrong.
Yeah.
You have to get number 10 right or the kids suffer.
Okay, I'm going on break. Peter. You guys got this.
Or the children of Crusade of Children will suffer.
All this pressure.
For all of you
idiots. Quit doing that.
It's just
You're making it worse.
I want to tell you again. Every question that I've used today has come from the children's edition of Trivia Pursuit.
You just really got to hammer that home, don't you?
Number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Last second shot.
Timeout.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I got 1:30 left. 1:30 left.
Ah,
you guys, Haley, Dwight, are you ready? Are you in for this?
Yeah.
Get the chalkboard out here. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah.
Ready?
If it has something to do with where a state's located or a country, if it's any kind
geography.
Question,
right.
If it's a geometry question, give it to me.
If it's pop culture, we'll go Haley on that. Pop culture is Haley. Okay.
Pop culture, yeah.
All right, we're back.
Okay.
Anthony.
Give it to us. Give it to us.
On the court.
Timeout.
Question number 10.
Yeah.
And for money for the kids.
All right. No pressure here.
At what restaurant does SpongeBob SquarePants work?
Krusty
the Krusty Krab!
Krusty Krab!
Ding-ding-ding-ding!
Yay!
Congratulations, everybody, and you have earned $440 for the kids at Crusade for Children. Courtesy of this show.
All jokes aside, if you ever want to donate to a charity, what a wonderful charity, man. Crusade for Children.
Haley, we're going to have you on before you do the deed, literally.
Yeah, it's fun. I can come on like right before I walk down the aisle.
I would love that.
Ooh.
Who cares?
So are you doing so you're doing it a virtual, it's a virtual wedding. Is the night after going to be virtual?
Yeah, right. It's virtual honeymoon, right?
All right. I gotta go.
I'm just saying you all need some money to get started with your lives. You could do a pay-per-view on the night of the wedding with Haley and Patrick.
Are you 100 years old? We would start an OnlyFans. It's 2021, Tony.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, my God. A pay-per-view.
I'm sorry.
Google.
Idiot.
We love you. Bye, Haley.
Google, what is fans only?
All right. Back after this, ladies and gentlemen. News Radio 840 WHA.
Yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday. We so excited.
Oh, folks, thanks for joining us for a fun show.
No.
I'm talking about all week.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
All week was, you know, we got the new police chief, Erica Shields, and we're pulling for her. We think she's had a horrific first couple of days, but we're also pulling for her LMPD. We're also pulling for the city of Louisville to have a lower number than, I don't know, 177 victims of murder in this year. So we want to thank everybody for listening and keeping up with News Radio 840 WHAS. He's Dave Jennings. I'm Tony Vannetti, and that's Dwight Whitten. Have a great weekend.
Good night, Mary.